July compared with 4 or 5 months ago. A lot has been learned about COVID-19, but there's still so much being discovered about the pandemic that's changed our lives so far this year. One of the big questions early on was whether our pets, cats and dogs, could catch and subsequently transmit the virus onto humans. Well, now researchers at LSTM have been involved in a collaborative study with colleagues in Italy and Liverpool to discover if there is indeed any truth in this. Dr. Ian Patterson is from the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine. Good morning, Doctor. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So, we heard yesterday a pet cat has become the first animal to test positive for COVID-19 in England, and it apparently caught the virus from its owners and had a respiratory infection. And the study you've been working on has also been looking at this virus and pets. What were you looking for?
So, at the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine, we were looking specifically for neutralizing antibodies against the virus. There was other parts of the study in Italy where they were actually looking for RNA from the virus itself, but we were just looking for the antibody response towards it.
And how do you test pets? Because for a human, you drive into a centre and there's a swab at the back of your nose. Is it still a similar concept?
Well, it wouldn't be as large scale. You'd have to go into your veterinary clinic and they would do a similar swab, and they could also take blood as well.
We now know that some pets can get COVID, but are we still saying that that's very rare?
It is fairly rare, I think, to diagnose it for sure. To say that it's rare amongst pets, we're finding that it's actually a higher percentage than we thought. So we were getting between 3% and 4%, depending on which species, cat or dog. Now, if you look at other studies in humans, that's actually fairly comparable to humans that were going into, say, blood banks in parts of Europe during the same time that we were testing.
And I remember reading an article quite early on, and it was studying cats and COVID, and I think there was cats in cages, and they did note some kind of transmission between cat and cat, but this is the first that we're hearing with humans. And are the chances of transmission from a pet to a human still said to be quite unlikely, or is that still unknown?
I think it's still quite unlikely. So all the evidence that we have, we can't make that claim specifically, but there are quite a low amount of certainly cats. We don't see that correlating at all. We don't see that being related to households that have COVID-19. So if cats were actually transmitting it, then you would see that number come up quite a bit. So we don't have any evidence that cats are transmitting. Same with dogs. We don't have any evidence that they're transmitting as well. We did find that dogs were more likely to have antibodies towards the virus if they were in a household with COVID, but if they were transmitting, then that percentage would be quite a bit higher.
So the test results actually give us some good news then.
Yeah, there were, I think, quite a few good points of good news. One, that we never found any virus RNA in our samples, meaning that the animals weren't shedding at the time that the samples were collected. So that means that the window of their shedding would be quite small. And then again, none of the animals that tested positive for the antibody actually showed any symptoms when they were inside the clinic.
Dr. Ian Patterson, tell me, what will your day involve today then?
What will my day involve today?
Yeah.
I think we're going to be looking at different ways that we can kill the virus. We're going to also get experiments ready so that we can test more animals as well. And then there's always lots of paperwork. People want to know what the results are, and I've got to find a way to write that down and get people to understand what we found.
Yeah, that's it. It's the writing down and the understanding at the other end. Dr. Ian Patterson from the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine, thank you so much for your time. We'll speak to you again, I'm sure, very soon. You take care.
Thanks, you as well.